Hey there, I'm Andy Langer. Thanks for joining us for another edition of Esquire's Guide to New Music, The Andy Langer Show. We're back to run through the week's new release schedule, finding a few records that we think are worth buying whole, and a couple where just a single download or two might work better. We'll kick things off with the Bad Plus. At Esquire, we've been on the record as Bad Plus fans for the better part of 5 years. When their debut dropped, we described them as, quote, jazz's version of the Foo Fighters, loud and menacing, but with a penchant for the playful. And we said bassist Reed Anderson, pianist Ethan Iverson, and drummer David King are having fun. When was the last time anyone said that about a jazz record? 3 records later, they sound like they're having the time of their lives again, banging out piano-based originals and shocking folks with what's become their trademark, twisting decidedly non-jazz fare into something new, progressive, and yes, decidedly jazzy. In the past, they've taken on classics from ABBA, Black Sabbath, the Bee Gees, Queen, Blondie, and Neil Young. And now on their new record, Prague, alongside the originals, there's takes on David Bowie's Life on Mars, Rush's Tom Sawyer, Tears for Fears' Everybody Wants to Rule the World, and Burt Bacharach's This Guy's in Love with You. These covers aren't the only reason to love the Bad Plus, but they serve as a clever come-on. Hearing them twist songs you already love is a gateway to the songs you don't know. And the originals offer similar groove for your buck and a whole lot of dissonant but dead-on experimentation. Everybody Wants to Rule the World may be the record's crowning achievement, but to give you a taste of what they do in just a short sample, Tom Sawyer plays better in short bursts. Here's a listen. That's the Bad Plus taking on Rush's Tom Sawyer, and while maybe tempted to just download that, the whole record's definitely worth buying. After all, as outside as they may be, it's still jazz, and jazz buys better as full albums than single-song downloads. In any event, let's head over to the Ike Riley Assassinations' new one, We Belong to the Staggering Evening. These Chicagoans are a better live band than a recorded band, but this new one comes close to capturing the manic energy of an Ike Riley live show. And if nothing else, it features some of Riley's sharpest and wittiest songs yet. The record gets its title from a line in what may go down as one of the year's best singles, the vaguely hold steady like When Irish Eyes Are Smiling. Here's a listen. For my teeth, when I'm in shadows, a burning bright, drink your women run for your. That's the Ike Riley Assassination. Also new this week is Volta, a new one from Bjork. Timberland's on board for a few tracks, but this isn't a record that's going to win over new fans. It's simply a record that old fans will love, and casual fans will find bits and pieces to love. It's complex, spacey, and outright odd in places, which is no surprise. And maybe that's why the record, for all its seemingly admirable effort and intent, it feels just a little bit Bjorking. There's no real surprises. It's Bjork by the numbers. The good news is the closest thing to a surprise is probably the tune you might have downloaded first out of curiosity alone, one of the Timbaland tracks, Innocence, a song featuring scuffed-up beats, a clear voice, and something new lurking around every chorus's corner. Here's a listen to the record's obvious must-own. It's called Innocence. The thriller of fear, no great danger with courage. That's Bjork. Up next, Sage Francis. Across 4 albums, rich with deep introspection and incendiary politics, this San Francisco-based hip-hop renegade has proven himself as underground hip-hop's most consistently enlightening voice. This is a guy that never minces words, mixes metaphors, or takes the easy way out. On his latest record, Human, the Death Dance, he goes toe-to-toe with Joe Lee Holland on Got Up This Morning, a bluesy tune that's definitely ballsy business. Not just lyrically, but because he's going toe-to-toe with one of singer-songwriterdom's sweetest voices. It's a fascinating juxtaposition, his voice and hers. Here's a listen.
If she allowed me to, she dangled that carrot and then asked me, what would Bukowski do? Don't go there. He'd make you his mom and then completely lie about it in a book later on.
Got a That's Sage Francis. Lately, there's been no shortage of bloggers moving movable type to laud Alex Brown Church and his new project, Seawolf. Church is a member of L.A. pop sensations Irving, an associate of the Silver Sun Pickups, and as luck would have it, a damn fine singer-songwriter in his own right. The tunes on his debut EP, Get to the River Before It Runs Too Low, are rarely short of stunning. Like a less pretentious Bright Eyes or an easier-to-take-seriously Decemberists, Seawolf features full-flush tunes that you can imagine sounding just as great stripped down. Like any good EP, it leaves you wanting more, but more than happy to hit repeat until then. Here's a listen to the lead track from the EP, You're a Wolf.
The one that you are looking for, you're not gonna find her here. The one that you are looking for, you're not gonna find her
close the show with a tune from Travis. Their new one, The Boy With No Name, is their first set in 4 years and features production from Nigel Godrich, Mike Hedges, and Brian Eno. I wish I knew more, but a full length has eluded me. The single, though, Closer, is definitely worth your 99 cents. Not because it's the greatest Travis tune ever, but because it's so effortless, so breezy, it would be hard for anything else to come along and claim its title as the best Brit pop ballad of the summer. Here's a listen.
Just need to get closer.
That's Travis, and that does it for another edition of Esquire's New Music Podcast. We'll be back next week with another round of picks and recommendations, including Wilco, Bruce Robinson, and the Avett Brothers. Thanks for being here with us, and thanks to our podcast producer, Will Hoffman of Austin, Texas. And don't forget to look for the latest Esquire in your mailbox or on your newsstands now. Until next week, I'm Andy Langer, and this has been The Andy Langer Show.